News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, in the UK, convictions of many rioters are set to be completed this week, while police are bracing for 30 more far-right protests tonight. Vincent McAvaney, broadcaster and journalist, joins us. Vincent, it seems tonight is expected to be particularly troublesome across Britain.
Yes, that's right. It has been quiet overnight on Tuesday, but it seems from the chatter that Wednesday evening would be the night that they're organising to go out en masse again on Telegram. A number of trouble spots. So initially, some 38 thought that's been revised down estimates to around 20 or so, where we could see disruption tonight again and violent disorder, thuggery in the streets by these far right members. In particular, as well, one Walthamstow in London is somewhere in the capital, because apart from that initial Downing Street incident last week, where you've got a lot of police resources already deployed, it's a very controlled area. It's the sort of first big flashpoint in a kind of more domestic setting in London.
Police, I presume, are being deployed across the nation in order to counter this.
Yes, that's right. We know that leave has been cancelled, that all sort of members of these riot police trained in each forces are being deployed to make sure that this stays as contained and peaceful as possible. And we've also seen, and I think we'll continue to see today, details coming out from courts and the releases of lots of these mugshots as well, some even before charging, which is quite rare. We'll start to see the sentences being handed down, people not being granted bail between first appearance and their next court date. And the hope is that that might deter some people today from going out onto the streets.
Are there any fears, Vincent, that we remember the 2011 riots and how extensive they were and how frightening they were? Are there fears that this could spiral into something akin to that?
Potentially, that is definitely a fear. And, it is the summer holidays. We know that this is being organised and directed by older members of the far right, and that they're sort of using the naivety of younger members, some, in their early 20s, late teens. And you can see them both on social media, but also on the streets themselves, directing the violence of the young people. And it's a generation who perhaps, there was a whole generation in 2011 who, they weren't caught up in it, perhaps knew someone that was caught up in it. They then saw the ramifications that it had on their life receiving those prison sentences, and they've sort of stayed, out of that roughly for the last sort of 13 years in terms of rioting. It's been fairly peaceful in the UK, but you're seeing a whole new generation now coming up who were children at the time who don't quite maybe grasp what it is they're doing and what an impact it can have on them.
Just very finally, Elon Musk continuing to clash with the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer.
Yes, that's right. Elon Musk has continued his tirade on social media. He's reposted, accounts which sow disinformation, far-right accounts like Europe Invasion, and he's sort of receiving a pretty inaccurate picture of what life is like in the UK, saying that civil war seems imminent and such, and sort of tweeting this line that the far right are using called a two-tier Keir, which is an attempt to say that they're being policed differently to others. He has the platform. We know that there's been trouble on it since his takeover. I think what we're going to see in the coming days at some point is the heads of social media being sort of pulled in perhaps to Downing Street, to Whitehall for meetings about what has been allowed to go on, because inciting racial hatred is a crime here in the UK, both online and in the real world, and providing the platform for it, but also seemingly engaging in it as well, is something which, TikTok, the way that Twitter now operates, or X, whatever you want to call it, it sort of doesn't have the setup that it used to have, the public affairs setup, the engagement with government. It has cut back on its staff so much, so we'll see whether or not they have anyone representing them. But the Prime Minister's spokesman making it clear that what Elon Musk is saying is not accurate to what's going on in the UK.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Vincent McAvinney, broadcaster and journalist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.